Gabriel Faherty ist auf der Insel Inishmore aufgewachsen. Dort lebt er mit seiner Frau Orla und seinen 100 Ziegen. Er ist ein typischer irischer Redhead, wie man ihn sich halt so vorstellt, mit einem großen Talent fürs Geschichteerzählen. Um ihn geht's in dieser Episode unseres Podcasts Erlebnis Irland. 100 Ziegen und eine Hand voll Seegras. Früher war Gabriel Fischer, bis er dann schließlich den Familienhof übernahm. Parallel dazu bot er für die Touristen historische Führungen an. Heute ist seine Berufung die Käseherstellung und der Tourismus. Mit seiner Firma Goat Cheese und seinen Food Tours verbindet er beides miteinander. Orla ist nicht ganz unschuldig daran, dass Gabriel sein Herz für Ziegenkäse entdeckte. Sie schenkte ihm einen Kurs der Seed Savers Association zum Thema Käseherstellung. Bei diesem Kurs lernte er Marion Roylevelt von Killeen Cheese kennen. Sie leitete den Kurs. Vielleicht war es auch Vorhersehung, dass sein erstes Haustier eine kleine Ziege war, denn er entschied sich dann, Ziegenmilch für die Herstellung seines eigenen Käses zu verwenden. 2011 gründete er dann seine Firma Aaron Goat Cheese. In der Käserei befindet sich heute ein Besucherzentrum und sie ist Station auf seinen Aaron Food Tours, die er ebenfalls dann leitet. Gabriel hat auch eine besondere Beziehung zu Seetang, denn Seetang bzw. Seegras, darauf ist die ganze Ökologie, die ganze Landwirtschaft der Insel aufgebaut. Seetang mit ein bisschen Sand vermischt bildet sprichwörtlich das Land der Insel. Und er ist dazu frei von Düngemitteln, also rein biologisch. Begünstigt wird die Landwirtschaft, wird die Ziegenzucht durch das Klima auf der Insel Inishmore. Es ist milder als in anderen Teilen Irlands, weil warme Winde vom Atlantik dafür sorgen, dass die Winter nicht zu kalt werden. Hallo, ich bin Chris, deine Reisebegleitung, dein Fotocoach bei der Entdeckung der Grünen Insel. Ich freue mich, dass du heute mit am Start bist. Kommen wir mal kurz zu einem anderen Thema, um dann letztendlich doch wieder bei Irland zu landen. Dieses Wochenende vor 2 Tagen waren Fee und ich, meine Frau und ich, in der Rotkreuz-Landesschule in Pfalz-Grafenweiler bei einer Fortbildung zum Thema PSNV, sprich psychologische Notfallversorgung. Da ging es zum Beispiel um die Betreuung von Kindern im Kindergarten, deren Eltern und Erzieher im Falle eines entsprechenden Notfalls. In diesem Zusammenhang kam das Thema auch auf Resilienz und Psychohygiene. Beim Kaffeetrinken hatte ich dann ein sehr spannendes Gespräch mit einem anderen Teilnehmer. Daraus hat sich dann Folgendes ergeben. Wie du vielleicht weißt, veranstalten wir jedes Jahr im Herbst eine Fotoreise nach Sligo ins Tempelhaus. Und es gibt bei uns immer im Frühjahr hier in der Gegend einen Workshop zum Thema Achtsamkeit und Fotografie. Tempelhaus ist ein altes irisches Herrenhaus. Es liegt abgeschieden im irischen Norden, nicht in Nordirland, sondern im irischen Norden. Ganz idyllisch an einem See, auf den man auch hinausrudern kann. Ideal zum Entspannen, die Seele baumeln zu lassen oder um im Hier und Jetzt zu sein. Auf der anderen Seite gibt es natürlich unzählig viele spannende, aber auch ruhige Fotomotive. Eigentlich ein idealer Ort, um dort Reisefotografie und achtsame Fotografie miteinander zu verbinden. Und genau das hat mir der andere Teilnehmer, ein Bekannter von uns, vorgeschlagen. Wir sollen doch einfach mal probieren, das dort zu veranstalten. Wenn dich das interessiert, wenn du meinst, das ist eine gute Idee, dann gib uns doch einfach Bescheid oder quatsch einfach mit uns, auch gerne über andere Themen, mit mir oder Fee in unserer Facebook-Gruppe Erlebnis Irland. Einfach mal dort vorbeischauen und sag uns doch, was du von der ganzen Idee hältst.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah. Well, no, I had two groups today. I have a private tour. We run private tours for... private food tours, which it can be a half day or a full day tour, and they go, we collect them at the ferry and bring them back to the farm and they taste the cheese, you tell them all about the process. Like today I had a group from, it's their second or third time coming back, they're from the States, and they're students farming, sustainable businesses and farming is their brief or what they're doing. So.
But before you start talking, then we conduct the interview so that you can tell it there. So you would start with an introduction of yourself.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So
I touched it on.
Okay. I have Gabriel sitting next to me, and he's doing food tours on the Aran Islands, and he has a production of goat's cheese too, and he wants to tell us something about his company and what he's doing and a little bit of the Aran Islands, what you should miss.
Hi guys, how you doing? I'm Gabriel Faherty and I run Aran Islands Goat's Cheese and also Aran Food Tours. We started our business about 14 years ago making goat's cheese. I used to be a deep sea fisherman but always came home every summer to do the bus. I used to be a pony and trap driver when I was a teenager, so I've been dealing with tourists for the last 40 years. So I wanted to get a business that I could incorporate what we were doing on the farm and also incorporated with our tours. So hence came the Aran Food Tours. So we run full and half day food tours, visiting different places. The fort is included in both, and sometimes we go right to the end of the island and the seven churches, the old ruins of the 7th century monastery, and also incorporating into it a visit to the farm and meet the goats and taste the cheese and learn all about how our project started and how we run a sustainable business on the island.
What is special about your cheese?
What's so special? It's made in the Aran Islands by goats from the Aran Islands. I don't know what makes it. We put seaweed in our soft cheese. Nobody else really does that. I've got second in the Irish Cheese Awards twice with our soft cheese, once with our hard cheese. We make a Parmesan-style hard cheese as well. We make a feta-style cheese, or call it Greek style. You can't call it feta unless it's from Greece. And all of our cheeses have won awards, various awards. I got, for the farm, we got in 2019, we got the second most sustainable farm in Ireland in the Sustainability Awards in the RDS at Spring Show, and the same year I got Best Local Food Hero for Galway from the Restaurant Association, so from two different bodies. And this year I got an award from the Irish Food Writers Guild for my notable contribution to Irish food.
Plane is over.
Plane over it. Yeah. Just the last award we got this year was quite significant because it's from the Irish Food Writers Guild, who would be one of the main followers of the food business in Ireland, and they gave us a notable prize for the notable contribution to Irish food. So that was a really good one to get. I had to wear a suit and tie for that one.
Well done. So where can people get your cheese?
It's to be found in most of the high-end restaurants around Galway and Mayo and Connemara. Ashford Castle uses it, the Lodge at Ashford, the G Hotel in Galway, Connemara Coast, the 12. all the local restaurants in the islands. We use our cheese. My mother-in-law runs a cafe restaurant based in Dunangus, Chachna and Faddy's, and it's probably one of the most popular things on the menu there. She also won Cafe of the Year with Georgina Cramble in 2016, best cafe in Ireland. So the quality is really, really good. So you'll find us in the local spar shop here. I don't do supermarkets. We're usually stocked in McCambridge's and Sheridan's and Galway, but are too busy at the moment with local stuff. So I serve the local people first and then go further afield. During the pandemic, we went to Dublin. We were stocked in a lot of stores in Dublin. Anybody that I offered it to took it. But we don't have cheese to supply them at the minute. So I suppose it's not a bad complaint. We pretty much all of our cheese goes in a 30-mile radius of the islands. We get rid of it, so slow food.
How many goats do you have? You have little ones I saw this morning.
Yeah, and all the mother ones were in the back, so they were, yeah. We have a herd of over 100 goats, so we have. And we're hoping to build it up this year now. We keep our replacements, the younger ones, and we'll hope to put another maybe 20, 25 with the herd this year and try and bring it up. I don't want to overpopulate the island with goats. I just have enough to supply what we need locally and just not to be stressed about orders. Yeah.
How is your typical day structured?
Crazy. It changes from day to day. We get up in the morning. Every milking every morning is at 8, and again in the evening at 8. And my second eldest and third eldest son, they feed the baby goats first. And my wife's best friend, Grania, she does the milking. We job share. If she can't do it, I'll do it. And at the moment I'm teaching Grania how to make the cheese as well. So just take a little bit of prep. I was told to slow down. So that can change varying on groups coming, or this time of year the bus comes into it. You're starting the bus around 10:30 and you're doing that till 4. But we run food tours in between, so it can be quite hectic.
So what's the way from milk to cheese?
The way from milk to cheese, well, the process, we pump the milk every third day, depending, your second or third day, depending on the volume, make batches around 300 litres. 5 litres of milk makes 1 kilo of soft cheese. Pump the milk, we pasteurise, so we heat treat it up to 63.5 degrees for 45 minutes. We start to cool, when we cool it below 40 degrees, we add a bacteria, which is a culture. That's what gives the cheese the flavour. And then cool it down to 26 degrees for soft cheese. And at that time we add a rennet. And a rennet is a coagulant that actually changes from a liquid to a solid. And it's left overnight in the vat, transferred into the molds, and then you have your plane again. And then you have your little Miss Muffet moment where your curds and your whey separate. Your curds are what stay as cheese, and your whey, there's no waste, because we give the whey right back to the baby goats. We actually make milk, mix powder milk through it, and it supplements the baby goats, so there's no waste. Yeah. And then left overnight, 2 nights maybe on the table, till all the whey drains away and it's transferred into buckets, and then left for another 2 days. And within, from pumping till finished product, probably about 5 days for soft cheese. Yeah.
And your favourite soft cheese?
My soft cheese with dillisk, with seaweed in it. Yeah, we hand roll it, and we only add minimal amount of salt, less than 10 grams of salt for every kilo of cheese. And our seaweed cheese actually doesn't have any salt at all. It's just the seaweed works as a salt in the cheese. So it got silver in the Irish Cheese Awards last year in the flavoured section, so it did. So we'll see. We have a drummer in the background.
Yeah, yeah. We were at Baron Maker a few days ago.
Oh, we had a Baron Maker, well, yeah. My son actually did. My eldest son goes to school in Carraro and on the mainland. And one of the projects they had for fourth year was Baron Making class. So it was. And he really enjoyed it, actually. I'd be counting the goats every morning out to see if they're looking for skins. That's what they're making from, yeah. Yeah.
So when someone goes on your food tour, mm-hmm. Where do you go with them? Or
Well, generally we collect them from the harbour when they come in off the ferry, and depending on the day, if the weather is wet, we'll go straight to the farm. And but if it's looking like the evening's going to be wet and the day is fine, we can juggle our tour to suit. But generally go to Dún Éagas first. They drop them off at the fort. They get entrance fee paid into the fort, and they get plenty of time there to have a look in the local craft village that's there in at Dún Éagas. There's some nice sweaters there, handmade sweaters to be got, and there's also there's a little craft shop there, and there's an ice cream place there. There's a nice restaurant, cafe restaurant that I was spoke of earlier, Nan Faddy's there, Jack Nan Faddy's. You get enough time to all that. So you usually get about 2 to 2.5 hours at the fort, depending on how good the day is. If it's wet, it's less time. Then people like a little bit more time spent at the fort if it's good. And then they're collected, and for the full day tour, we go right to the end of the island, to the bungalow, to the west end, where you can see the lighthouse at the end, by the seven churches, the ruins of the old monastery, and right over to the farm. Then the seal colony on the way, we call to, depending on the tide, if it's high, you won't see them, but if it's low, you will. And stop at the farm, and then meet the goats, have a taste of the cheese, have questions and answers about how we make the cheese, and some people are more interested in the goats, others are more interested in the cheese. Depends on the group. And we can change it accordingly to the group and their preference. And then brought back over to the village for some shopping time before they head off on the ferry. So, and then the half day would be collected, brought to the fort, go to the seven churches, and then back over to the farm. So that would be the... But the half day takes about 2.5 to 3 hours, and then the full day is 5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
So you have plenty of time.
Yeah, yeah, it's not rushed, you know, so... We only usually run 2 half-day tours or 1 full-day tour every day. So I used to do a lot of the Abbey tour groups and stuff like that, which would be the cheap and cheerful, and they kind of nearly drive by the farm just to say, there are the goats. And I thought, we have an asset there, and why not use it, you know? And you're not dealing with groups of 50s and 60s of people. You're dealing with 3 or 4. We run the private tours from 2 to 6 people. So it's priced accordingly. And you get personal attention.
It's not been there, done that.
Yeah. Been there, done that. Yeah. And you're a group of 50, and there's about 30 hands up, and you have to choose who you... And somebody's going to be pissed off if they're not picked to answer a question or ask a question. Yeah, so...
Are other tours stopping at your premises?
Some do, yeah, some do, but they have to come through me because I usually personally give the tours myself. Now I'm training Grainne to do the tours, so there will be the possibility maybe in time to come that other groups can, but I'm kind of shooting myself in the foot if I take other groups down there, so yeah, so it depends. If they come through an agent and come back to me, then I can sort it out.
Do you have a family that owns bed and breakfast, or?
Well, not a family, but my brother's dormer house in the village there, really nice B&B, and my brother is married to her Alice's sister, so we have a lot of relatives. But if somebody wanted advice on what B&B to book or something like that, if they drop me an email or a phone call, I would point them in the right direction. Now, there's very good quality accommodation on the island with the hotel. They have chalets at the back, brand new chalets, and they totally did up all the rooms in the hotel there last year. And the glamping and camping site down in the village down there as well is a really good asset, especially for families, because mom and dad can stay in the pod and the kids can have their adventure camping in the back. So everybody's a winner, you know, and the facilities are really good down there.
Yeah. If you want to buy souvenirs here, what are the main things someone should buy and why?
Well, I suppose the big one is the iron sweater, you know, because when in Rome, you know, do what the Romans do. And like it's the origin of the iron sweater. Like when I went to New Zealand, I bought a sheepskin rug and I got it sent home because that's what people do. So they ship. If you get over, I think you spend over 100 euros, it's free shipping. So it's really good value. Like, so it is, and you don't have to worry about your parcel sent off, and you do your trip. And when you arrive at home, the parcel arrives before you, or just after you. So yeah, and there's other little trinkets. There's a little craft shop up by the fort, up by Chachnan Faddy's there, and they design all their own T-shirts based on the old Norse gods and that. And They're really cool and they're unique, so they are. So, and the same little shop, Niamh has the little shop up there, and she has some lovely little bits and pieces in the shop, you know, kind of authentic kind of local stuff as well. And Garrow just placed right beside us there. He's in a lovely little souvenir shop there just across from the Iron Cafe. He's right beside the bike car there, and Garrow does some lovely stuff in there too. And he picks something up there.
Have you been born on the island?
Yeah, I was born on the island. I went to school here. My mum came from County Mayo and my dad from here. And mom was a teacher here. She came here from training college in 1965, I'd say, or let me see, 64 maybe. And she taught in the school here. She married my dad in 1968, and then she had five sons. And me being the eldest in 1970. And yeah, pretty much worked as a pony and trap driver when in my younger days. I helped my grandfather here on the farm with cattle and stuff like that. I used to milk a couple of cows before I went to school, hand milked them, fed the calves. So I did farming from a very young age. Bought my first pony and trap when I was 12, a loan from my mom, and I paid back the first year. And then progressed on from there onto the minibuses. I got wet once too often in the trap. They're different nowadays. They've got carriages and canopies on them and stuff like that. But in the old days, they were only open tub traps. And I remember getting wet 3-4 times one day. In the end, I didn't bother wearing a jacket. I just wear a T-shirt.
Like liquid sunshine.
Liquid sunshine. Liquid sunshine. But yeah, I went fishing then, and I spent a lot of years at sea fishing after I left school. And I fished right up until Orla, my wife, bought me the cheese course.
So it was from your wife, the idea?
She bought me the cheese course, yeah. So, and from that spawned the idea. Well, I was looking for something that wasn't to do with fishing, because my uncle's boat had been sold, the boat that I fished on. And I fished around the world. Last trip I did at sea, I did 7 weeks. And we did a transatlantic from Las Palmas in the Canaries and across the Atlantic. So we went into Punta Arenas in the South America and ended up fishing in the Pacific. Came back then through the Panama Canal. So I could tell you probably more about fishing than I could about goats. I was 25 years a deep sea fisherman. So yeah. I was skipper for about 10 of those, so captain.
So it's quite different from
two worlds apart. Yeah, yeah.
Which life did you like better?
I enjoyed both when I did them. It won't take from any one of... If you were to ask me would I change anything, no. No, I enjoyed... The only thing, the fishing life doesn't suit a married life. Well, not married so much, even married life, but with children especially. And because Orla married me, I was a fisherman. And then as the kids came along, it made more sense to be at home with the kids. Like, so, yeah.
And you see them grow up?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the goats.
Well, you miss a lot of things, yeah, because I fished when Alan was, the eldest boy was one. I missed his first birthday, and I was fishing, and I missed his first steps, and I said it wasn't going to happen for the second one. So we have four kids. We have Alan, Owen, Donacha, and Fia, a little girl at the end. So they range in age from 16 down to 10, 16, 14, 12, and 10.
And the oldest one, does she or he think staying on the island is a good way to do so, or...?
Alan, I don't think so, no. Alan will probably spread his wings. I hope they all travel, because I did, and I think it's very important for them to travel. You're not living in a bubble then, you know, at least you know that there's more to life than your little world, you know. And come back. Come back when you're ready. They'll always, home will be always to be there. So I'm sure one of them will, I would hope, take over. But same. I have Owen at the moment, the second lad. He's with me at the minute, and he rolls the cheese with me. And I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We can't. I wouldn't pressurize any one of them to take it over. If not, I'll put a manager in there or something, or sell it. I don't know. We'll see. But there'll be a business there for them to take over anyway.
So the young people, are they mostly going away or are they staying here?
Those that get work would probably stay. Like my son Alan works back in the cafe, in his mother-in-law's cafe back in Chachnan Faddy's. He's been there for the last two summers now, so he's 16 the next day. They're lucky on the island, they don't really know it, all the youngsters, because they get there's loads of summer jobs. Actually, people have to come in to fill a lot of them because there aren't enough workers here, but all their summer holidays, if they want to make some pocket money for the winter, there's jobs. And we were the same. There was always work here. And we kind of made our own way from a very young age. Like, I fended for myself since I was 12, I think. Yeah, didn't have to worry about it. But, yeah, like that, to go to college, and there's only a limited amount of people that can be entrepreneurs and limited amount of... But, yeah, I'm sure they'll have a place here anyway. Yeah.
What is your favorite place on the island, or your favorite time of the year
here? Favorite place on the island? I think out by the cliffs, anywhere out along by the cliffs, especially our land runs out right out to the cliff edge. And winter or summer, there can be 2,000, 3,000 people on the island, but if you walk out through your own fields, there's nobody out of the cliff. You could be the only one on the island, you know, so it's got some kind of, it has a calming effect on me. So it does. And if time of year, Christmas time is really nice because, yeah, the kids really, really enjoy it and they have the buzz around Christmas time and friends come in back to the island and visit and stay. And no, Christmas time is cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time and for your effort coming here.
Lost in times, port and fort sound very alike. I ended up at the fort instead of the port. But anyway.
We found each other, that's fine. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Where do people can get your information? Where do they can get information to book to your tours?
Yeah. We have a website. Is aarongocheeseandfoodtours.com, and if they can't get me, Bia Aaron is our email address is on that. But if they just Google Aran Islands Goat's Cheese or Aran Food Tours, they'll you get all the information is there. And generally for the private tours, if they ring me directly or email me directly, I'll get straight back to them. And you can't at the moment book on our site, so you can't. So, what's that?
We put
your details in the show notes. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jetzt hoffe ich, dass dir diese Episode gefallen hat, dir Lust gemacht hat, auf die grüne Insel zu reisen, vielleicht ja sogar mit uns. Wir sind wieder dort im Frühjahr. Und dann als nächstes wieder im Herbst. Schön, dass du mit dabei warst bei dieser Episode. Ich wünsche dir einen ganz tollen Tag, eine ganz tolle Woche. Bis bald, dein Chris und
deine Fee.